A couple of months ago, I drove down to Exeter to visit my brother. It was one of those journeys that should have taken 4 hours, but actually took 7 hours. Standard, isn't it, when you're going anywhere, actually. First of all, we hit traffic on the M25. According to the overhead signs, the delays were 1 hour. So I decided that I would take another route. Unfortunately, my sense of direction is not great, but I sort of figured London to Exeter, go south, go west, you can't go far wrong. But just to be on the safe side, I said, "Hey Siri," cue somebody's phone, "Hey Siri," asked Siri to set a route to Exeter. Unfortunately, the route that Siri offered me took us back to the M25, which is exactly what I was trying to avoid. And as we were going at 70 miles an hour and my hands were on the wheel, I couldn't reprogram Siri. So what I did instead was I passed the old school road map back to the kids in the back of the car and asked them to plan a route. It transpires that today's young people are so used to being told what to do by their phones, they don't know how to read maps. So again, I was saying, "Can you see London? Yes, London, good. Can you see the big blue ring around the outside of London? Yeah, M25, good, good. Blue road going south, good, yeah." And so it went on. Then the traffic news came, as when I was saying going south, that meant they then went, never eat shredded wheat, oh my goodness, to locate south. Then the traffic news said multiple delays on the A303. At that point, I then said, "Kids, will somebody please text Daddy, who was in Norway, and ask him to text back the best route to drive?" Because, as you know, I love to be a dependent female. Several diversions later, we arrived at our destination. It seems to me that life is often like that journey to Exeter. We expect, or perhaps we just hope, that life will follow a particular course. But then things get in the way, and we have to change direction. Sometimes it's illness, redundancy, perhaps having to care for dependent relatives in a way we hadn't expected. Maybe it's a job offer or an opportunity that we don't want to turn down. It could be the beginning or the end of a relationship, the need to move house, maybe a windfall. Sometimes these diversions are good things, and sometimes they're things that we would never choose for ourselves. Either way, there are times in life where we can feel a little bit disorientated, maybe even a little bit lost, and what we really want is for someone to show us the way, perhaps for God to show us the way. Today, as we've heard, is Epiphany Sunday, on which we remember the Magi, or the wise men, travelling from the east to find the king, whose birth had been announced by the appearance of a star in the sky. How did they find their way? How did they find the infant Jesus? What does their story tell us about some of the ways in which God guides us? For the Magi, the star was their traffic jam, because it was the thing that caused them to go in a different direction. But I want to draw our attention to some of the other things in the story that helped to shape and direct their journey. And perhaps they are things that might speak to us in our lives. The Magi followed the star to Jerusalem, and when they got there, they tried to find out which way to go by asking a question. They asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" If we want answers, then we need to begin by asking questions. What should I do? Where should I go? What do I want? What do I need? What does God think? What's possible? It's interesting that when the Magi arrive in Jerusalem, they don't go straight to Herod. Herod hears about the question they've been asking. And we're told that when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. So a whole chain of events begins by them asking a question. If you're in a place in life where you feel like you're looking for guidance, where you're wondering which way to go, then perhaps the first step is voicing the question. And I wonder, as this new year begins, is there a question that's sort of bubbling up in you that maybe you need to give voice to? Herod then called the chief priests and the teachers of the law together, and he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written." And one of the ways in which we can receive God's guidance is through the Bible. The chief priests and the teachers of the law, they turned to Scripture to find the answer to the question. Now, in my experience, it isn't quite as simple as it is in this story of the Magi. I don't normally ask a question and then the exact answer is delivered from God when I open the Bible. But sometimes it's as if the Bible points us in the right direction, like a road sign. When I was 16 and doing my GCSEs, I was worried about exam results. See, worrying about exams is nothing new. I was worrying and wondering about the future. But the Bible verse that kept coming up again and again was one that said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." When I was wondering if God was calling me to be a maker, it was this verse from Isaiah that spoke to me. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." When I was wondering if I should apply for this job and if I could breathe new life into this parish, it was a verse from Zechariah 4 that spoke to me. "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Sometimes when you're looking for God's guidance, when you're wondering and questioning about where you should be and what you should do, you can find that verses or stories or even just words from the Bible seem to come up again and again. And it can sometimes feel like you notice it somewhere and then you go somewhere else and you read it again, and then it comes up in a song that you sing at church, and then you see it on the side of a bus as it sails down the road. And it's like God's just trying to say to you, "This is what I want you to notice." So it was the Jewish scriptures that told Herod where to find the baby, and then it was Herod who answered the Magi's question and sent them to Bethlehem. With the benefit of hindsight, we know that Herod can't be trusted, that his motives are impure, but he still helps to point the Magi in the right direction. And in fact, he tells them to go and search carefully for the child. Sometimes when we're looking for God's guidance, part of the process involves us doing some work, taking some time and care to think, reflect, explore, until we find the answer we're looking for. A few years ago, when I was trying to work out whether it was right to leave my previous church, I was working on a DIY project. I was refurbishing an old dresser. And I had this strange feeling that God wanted to speak to me through the experience of refurbishing the dresser. I don't know why I thought that, it was just a hunch. So I decided that I would keep a journal on my DIY project and let me reflect. Now, what actually happened was I got totally engrossed in the DIY and I didn't do any journaling whatsoever. But I still felt like God was saying, you know, there's something to notice here, that he was nudging me to write. So after I'd finished the dresser, I wrote a retrospective journal, a bit like being given 3 months to do your homework and then doing it the night before, like, "Oh, I'm going to write everything I've been doing for 3 months. So I dutifully wrote it all down. I got to the very last journal entry, and I wrote, "I feel really sad that this project is over and that it's time to put my tools away." And I suddenly thought, all this while I've been saying, "God, is it time to leave this church?" And there it was. I'd written it in black and white in front of me. "I feel really sad that this is over. It's time to pack away my tools because this work is done." You know, I often think it would be really convenient if when we have a question about life that God wrote the answer in the sky in large letters, or in fact, actually, just a really bright star to follow would be terribly handy. But actually, sometimes I think we have to look ourselves, we have to reflect and stop. It's actually really hard to slow down and think. In fact, lots of us tend to avoid thinking because it can be quite scary because we don't know what we're going to hear. In this story, the Magi set out for Bethlehem, ready to look for the child, and then the star appeared to show them the way. And the star was that sign from God that they were on the right path. And I think God also gives us timely signs that we're going in the right direction. Just those small affirmations in life that just sort of say, "Yeah, this is it. This is right. This is the right thing. This is where I want you to be." Things fit together and it feels right. When the Magi finally found the child, we're told that they presented him with their gifts, with the things that they had to offer. Sometimes people worry or even fear that God will lead them to a place where they don't want to go, or that God will ask them to do something that they are not able to do, something that will daunt them or be difficult. In my experience, God simply wants to lead us to a place where we can share our gifts, where we can offer the things that we have, the things that come naturally to us. So if you think that God wants you to be a doctor and you hate the sight of blood, I'm going to suggest that maybe you're not hearing God correctly. I'm looking at our resident doctor. Do you hate the sight of blood? A little bit. Okay, that's all right. If you hate the sight of blood a little bit, you can still be a doctor. But on the other hand, if you love cooking, if you're really good at cooking, and you're thinking, I wish I could do more with my cooking, and a local charity says, we're really looking for someone who could do some cooking with us, then I want to suggest that maybe God's sort of lining it all up so that your gifts fill that opportunity. At the very end of the story, God warned the Magi in a dream not to go back to Herod, but to follow another route. Now, I can't remember God ever speaking to me in a dream. I know it has happened to people. I've spoken to people in church it's happened to. I think Henry told me the other day, the first time in 80 years, God spoke to you in a dream. So hold on until you're 80. But do you know what? I have woken up in the middle of the night and had realizations. I have woken up and thought, yeah, why didn't I think of that before? Or I need to do that. Or I should phone her. Or that's really important. I don't want to take from the story, but I do wonder if the Magi just had a moment where they thought, I don't think we can trust that Herod. Now, the Bible says God spoke to them in a dream, but I just wonder if all of those other bits came together and they had that waking realization, I don't think we should trust him. I think we should go back another way. So again, I'd say be open to those moments. Be open to those little moments of clarity where things sort of suddenly come to mind, because often the Holy Spirit speaks to us in that way. And the Bible uses that very spiritual language of God speaking in a dream, and I would use a bit more earthly language like, oh yeah, I woke up and remembered. And I'd suggest maybe God is bringing things to mind. So if this year you're having a sort of traffic jam on the M25 experience, if for whatever reason it feels like you have to change direction and you're wondering how you're going to get from here to there, then I'd say start by asking questions. Voice the questions that are bubbling up in you. Then listen for God's leading in the Bible. What are the words and the phrases, the verses that stand out? Do your homework. Take some time to step aside from life and just think. Work out what's happening in your head. Heed the signs along the way where you feel like you're being encouraged. Think about the gifts that you have and how you're using them. And then be open to the Holy Spirit. Those little moments where our eyes are just opened and things make sense. I pray that this year you would have whatever your version of the star is, but you would sense God leading you in the way that he wants you to go. Amen.